The road to the White House goes through New York today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden and former President Trump will both be here. Fox's Peter Ducey reports the president will hold a big bucks fundraiser with ex-presidents Clinton and Obama.
The campaign is already billing this as the most successful fundraiser in American political history. $25 million is going to be coming in. And it's going to be a good test of the soundproofing inside Radio City because a huge anti-Israel Free Gaza protest called Flood Manhattan for Gaza is being organized right outside.
They are angry over Biden's support for Israel in that war. Former President Trump will attend the wake of a New York City police officer shot and killed Monday at a Queens traffic stop. A Trump lawyer will go to court in Georgia this morning trying to get the election interference criminal case dismissed.
He's going to be arguing that the First Amendment should prohibit this prosecution.
Ashley Merchant is an attorney for a Trump co-defendant. She will again try to get DA Fani Willis removed from the case over a romantic relationship with the special prosecutor she hired. A judge's ruling prompted Nathan Wade to resign. Sentencing is supposed to start this hour for Sam Bankman-Fried, who was convicted in federal court in New York of fraud over the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange.
Prosecutors are asking for as much as 50 years in prison. His defense attorneys are asking for 5.5 to 6.5 years. He took customer funds from his crypto exchange FTX to help manage the funds of his trading firm. Customers lost roughly $10 billion. Restitution is expected to be part of his sentencing.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, that after two bodies were recovered from the wreckage of the Baltimore Bridge collapse, there will be no search today for the other four missing and presumed dead, citing dangerous conditions. Meanwhile, there is worry about 56 containers of hazardous material on the ship that hit the bridge and brought it down.
Some of the hazmat containers were breached.
And National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says there is a sheen in the river. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
A denial followed by a warning. In Russia, President Vladimir Putin called sheer nonsense any possibility he would launch an attack on a NATO-allied country as Russia keeps waging war in Ukraine. Then Putin said any Western air base that hosts American-made F-16 fighter jets that would be deployed in Ukraine would be a legitimate Russian target. Meanwhile, the attacks keep coming inside Ukraine.
At least one person died in the northeastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv on Wednesday, and local officials say Russia may have deployed a new type of guided bomb. It seems the Russians decided to test their modified bombs on residents, alleges the regional governor. Four children, including a three-month-old baby, were among 19 injured in the attack, condemned by President Volodymyr Zelensky as Russian terror. No comment from Russia. Ukraine also says it shot down 26 of 28 Iranian-made drones launched overnight. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Why is a question in Rockford, Illinois, where four people were killed when a man went on a stabbing spree. Several others were wounded, including a woman someone rushed to save.
One of the Good Samaritans stopped to help her out. He did get some stab wounds. He's fine. He is being checked out.
Winnebago County Sheriff Gary Caruana says a 22-year-old suspect is in custody. They still don't have a motive for the attack. The economy grew a bit more than first estimated at the end of last year. The government has revised fourth quarter GDP growth from 3.2% to 3.4%, though that is still less growth than July to September. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed the day after big gains that lifted the S&P 500 to a record high. Nobody hit the Powerball jackpot last night, so the fortune grows again. $935 million up for grabs Saturday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.